The state of Alabama has until Monday to come up with a plan to deal with overcrowding at the state's only women's prison. The Southern Center for Human Rights filed a lawsuit on the inmates' behalf, and earlier this month a federal judge ruled that the prison was unconstitutionally unsafe. NPR's Melanie Peoples reports.
Just across the Alabama state line in Columbus, Georgia, 25-year-old Latoya Jones, in a blue plaid button-down shirt and jeans, talks a mile a minute, showing off her new living quarters in her parents' home.
This is where I sleep. I don't have a bed yet, but I have a futon, and I sleep. It's kind of messy because I was rushing. But this is where I sleep. This is my computer. This is my TV that I keep on until probably about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning because I'm kind of scared of the dark. So I have a nightlight that I sleep with.
She's been out of prison for 3 months and is still getting used to the comforts of home. She can't believe she can get up in the middle of the night and pour herself a glass of milk. There are some nights she finds herself crying, just happy to be out of the Julia Tutwiler prison for women.
Being in Tutwiler is probably like being in the pits of hell.
Jones was sent to Tutwiler for forging checks, and because Alabama has only one women's prison, she served her time with women who were there for murder. Over her 4 years at Tutwiler, she says she saw conditions go from bad to worse.
The last couple of months that I was there, that's probably the most violence that I've ever seen. Now, they have their little fights and their arguments. I mean, I used to get in arguments too, but a girl got cut in her face, had to get like 14 stitches on the inside, 12 on the outside. I mean, she got cut with a razor.
A plastic razor the woman had bought at the prison store, then cracked open to remove the blade. At Tutwiler, women don't live in jail cells. They're housed in group dormitories, and they are packed. The prison was built for 364 women. Today, more than 1,000 live there. In one dormitory, there are 238 women stacked in bunk beds with just inches between the rows of beds. Because of its overcrowding, inmates sit idle on waiting lists to join treatment programs.
It's too much tension. You can walk by somebody and look at them wrong, and they're like, hey, what are you looking at me like that for? You got a beef with me? And then it'll just start from there. It'll start from something petty, and it'll go to it'll end up in a fight.
There's also a shortage of guards. At times, there are only 16 officers on duty, in charge of more than 1,000 women. There have been more assaults this year at Tutwiler than at any of the state's maximum security prisons for men. One woman's throat was slit in the middle of the night while she slept. After that, Joan says she tried to sleep in the daytime and stayed up at night reading.
I was scared to go to sleep. I could not sleep. I couldn't rest in that place at night.
Joan says she knows prison isn't supposed to be easy, but she doesn't think inmates' lives should be in constant danger. The tight spaces plus rows of bunk beds in a large room mean the few guards who are there frequently can't see what inmates in the back of the room are up to.
Tutwiler is truly on a plane by itself.
Tamara Serwer is an attorney with the Southern Center for Human Rights.
Women who are there who have been in facilities in other states are shocked beyond expression at how they are treated there, at how the facilities operated. It is beyond what a civilized society should allow any person to experience, no matter what they've done.
We've exhausted all of our options, and everything has just caught up with us.
Michael Haley is the commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections.
We are somewhat limited in what we can do because we have absolutely no control over the number of persons that are brought to us, the number of persons who are sentenced to us, and we certainly have no control over the number of persons who are released from us.
Haley says the reason the prison is in this state of affairs is because Alabama has failed to adequately fund corrections for the last 30 years. Haley says he plans to ask the state legislature, as he has for years, for more funding. Alabama spends around $26 per day per inmate, the lowest in the country. The state of Alabama is already under another court order that forces state prisons to accept those backlogged in county jails, where there's even more overcrowding. Melanie Peoples, NPR News, Montgomery, Alabama.